Last game before the break is in the books, and Merrimack defeats LIU by a score of 4-2. Seamus Powell's with us, the warrior of the game with two goals and an assist, and you know, a lot of key moments in this game. Seamus, you know, they kind of had you back on your heels a little bit in that first period, took the 1-0 lead. It seemed like all the goals you involved in were big tonight, certainly, but that first one tied the game, made it 1-1 at that point. Tell us what happened on that play.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw a chance to take some ice, and I took it, and then give it to Gill and Hoskin. They made a great play off the rush. I got to give credit to them. Wouldn't happen without them.
You let that shot go from the left circle there. Where did it go? Where did it beat him?
I went high blocker with it. It was a little weird because the goalie's a righty, so don't really see many of those, but I was able to beat him up top, so it was good.
They made it 1-1. They were able to go ahead by a score of 2-1. That was a score after one period of play, maybe the key moment in the game early in the second period. You lost Philip Nordberg, one of your defensemen, called for a major there, and so you guys had to both kill off the major, and you knew you were down to only five defensemen at that point. But with you know, as both an assistant captain and, you know, and really the you know, the leader there on defense, is there anything you need to say or whatever to the other guys to make sure that everybody does what they need to do with that point?
Yeah, I mean, I think I trust everyone on the team. We know that when a guy goes down, we're going to have to step up in a big way. The other four guys, myself included, I think we stepped up and played a big role, just playing short shifts and things like that and keeping our legs fresh, and got to give credit to them too.
Yeah, and I saw, you know, talking with your coach, Scott Bork, he mentioned the fact you had to use some guys that maybe you wouldn't normally use in that type of situation, both because it's a major and because you're down to only five Ds. It seemed like everybody at that point stepped up and made big plays. How important is that for those kind of guys to be able to, you know, they're out there in that situation, they made a big play, everybody recognized it, and everybody appreciates it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty important, guys, for earning that trust and get that opportunity, but I appreciate those guys stepping up, and they did a great job.
And so you kill that one off. It's still a 2-1 game at that point, and then you end up picking up another goal there to tie the game by the score 2-2. Kind of a similar play in some ways to the first goal.
Yeah, it's kind of another great play off the rush. Lalonde made a good dish and just tried to go in the same spot, and thankfully it went in.
So it makes it 2-2 at that point. You then get the goal on the power play later on. Nick Pierre scores it to give you guys the lead for the good.
Yeah, I mean, that was big for our power play. We went a few games without scoring a goal, but you know, put the puck in those guys' hands, I think they're going to make a right play.
Tell us what happened on that. You were out of the blue line. I know that you're eventually to work the puck across the ice to Pierre for the goal.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw Reed up top. The guy was in my lane, so I just gave it to Hosk, and he made a nice seam pass to P. And when P shoots the puck, it's usually going in, so it was a good play.
So a 3-2 lead there. You guys had a close game last night. Mm-hmm. Here in the third period, another one here. I know that's something you guys have been trying to work on, finishing those games. What's the difference between being able to, you know, maybe close these games out as opposed to some of the other ones where you weren't able to?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just gives our team more confidence. We know that we got to be better in third periods, and taking that into the break is going to be super important. So just keeping that rolling.
And then Parker Lalonde gets the goal. You actually almost had the goal that would have made it the hat trick, you know, for the three goals. But he ends up getting the goal to make it 4-2.
Yeah, nice play down low. We won a puck battle, and he rolled over top and had a good shot in front. Those guys were working hard, so good on them.
So how important is it, these two games, two close games again in the third period? You guys end up winning both games and going to the break on a streak.
Yeah, I think it's big for momentum. Just coming back after Christmas, we're going to have two wins in our back pocket, and we got to build on that and just keep stacking those days.
What's the next couple of weeks look like for you guys as you get ready to, you have the holiday coming up and then, you know, Christmas, and then you'll play Vermont after the break?
Yeah, I think we got a few more days, finals and stuff, and then a few practices next week, and we'll get a little break and come back ready to go.
All right, good luck on finals, and have a Merry Christmas as well. We'll see you after the break. Seamus Powell, warrior of the game with two goals and assists. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.